Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all my dear friends. This is your spokesman with the plan, Clarence Cloverleaf, welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio on the JIA Network. You can listen to our shows on close to 20 different streaming platforms, including Anchor, iHeartRadio, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Radio Public, and YouTube, to name a few. I've helped compile a list of our best guests since 2008, and those interviews have been scattered about the cloud, as they say. Something I thought we only received rain from. Go figure. So, go find yourself a good one, and you can listen 24/7, 365, to guests from all genres of entertainment. You'll never know who could show up. Check out www.jianetwork.com. And now, on to the main event with your host, the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. And, well, quite frankly, anyone as his guest. Enjoy the show!
Hey, this is actress Brianna Densky. You may know me best as playing June in the film Wonder Park. And you're listening to Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon.
Alrighty, we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. And we are having kind of a chilly day here in Illinois, but we're persevering nonetheless. And we are happy to be welcoming actor and artist, very talented man, Matthew Ashley. How's it going, Matt?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing all right up here. How's things down your way?
It's fine out here. Definitely getting a little bit cooler ourselves, so.
Yeah, it is. I really enjoyed meeting you at Dark History and HorrorCon and love seeing your artwork. And I guess starting out, I'm curious what it was like growing up in Strawberry Plains, Tennessee. It had to be beautiful.
Oh, it was. It was. It was very beautiful. You are really close to the Smoky Mountains, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, so you're just a hop, skip, and a jump away. So you've got all kinds of mountains and beautiful scenery and all kinds of things to do around you, too. So.
Oh, absolutely. I think that we have a lot of areas, like in the Midwest and down south, that people might not think about as being beautiful because I think too many people think about the big cities and all of the wonder and the glory and the sounds and the music. But, I mean, you can see beautiful stuff just out on a good country road.
Absolutely.
And as far as getting started with your artwork, when did you decide you wanted to be an artist? And who are some of the people that you drew inspiration from or kind of made you want to do this?
I guess I tried to start doing professional art about 7 years ago. And before that, I was in network broadcast news TV. I ran network news every morning for about 6 hours at a time. And I just kind of got sick of it and decided to try to put some of that effort into myself. And I did some fan art for Irony Singleton from The Walking Dead. And it was right before the huge hoopla that you see today where you have 100 million people running after Norman Reedus and trying to bite him and everything. So whenever I showed it to Irony, he just kind of went nuts over it and showed it to his friends. And then they showed it to their friends. It was kind of a snowball type effect, and everybody wanted one for themselves, and now I've got to work for just about every actor you could think of to draw and paint for them.
Yeah, I can't do the kind of stuff you do, but I mess around on MS Paint, I guess, and do some stuff there, and it's always nice to hear someone get some compliments on something, but you're doing this stuff for these people personally, so who have been some of your favorites that you've done commissions for?
Everything's done by hand. There's nothing digital, but I have been hired from people like Burt Reynolds. I've done artwork for several of the cast members of The Walking Dead, the cast members of Netflix's Daredevil, Sons of Anarchy, Breaking Bad, Luke Cage, Doctor Who. The list could go really on and on. It really could, but Burt Reynolds really sticks out in my mind. Doing something for Walton Goggins from The Shield, and Sons of Anarchy was another good one. I recently just did artwork for Clint Eastwood, and I will be in his upcoming new movie, Richard Jewell, that's coming out December 13th as well. But those are a few that kind of stick out in my mind right off the top of my head.
Oh, absolutely. The Burt Reynolds, I was going to ask you about him, and that's great you decided to go further on that because I think a lot of people enjoyed his work. Very funny and could be very serious as well. definitely had some great stock in him for an actor, a definite legend.
Absolutely. They don't make movie stars like Bert anymore, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. Now, when did you or why did you decide to, I guess, go from – you said you're getting bored doing the newscasting stuff. Why did you decide to get into acting?
Honestly, I just kind of fell into it. I had a friend of mine from The Walking Dead that was one of their saviors, asked me to go down to a kind of a cattle call down in Atlanta for the originals a couple of years ago, and it was about 650 people, and out of all them, I kind of got pulled out and was featured with the main cast, and from there on out, things have just kind of snowballed that way, too, and now I've been a part of about 40 different TV shows and films over the past 2 years or so, a little bit less than 2 years. So I've been more than blessed that way, too. I've got to work for shows like HBO's Watchmen. I was on last night's episode. I will be, like I said, in Clint Eastwood's new movie, Richard Jewell, come up in December. I was in What Men Want with Tracy Morgan a few months ago. But I've got to do all kinds of work. I've been more than happy, that's for sure.
Yeah, What Men Want is one of the funniest movies I've seen this year. What was it like working in that? It had to be awesome.
Oh, it was hilarious. Tracy Morgan is, if you can't laugh around Tracy Morgan, you need to check your pulse because I think you died. The coolest thing about him, whenever he introduced himself to the entire crew and cast the day that we were filming, he came in with one of those portable Bluetooth speakers, and it was playing Belle Biv DeVoe Poison. And he sang and danced every note of that and rubbed up against every crew member, every actor, while performing that whole song from beginning to end. So that's how he introduced himself to the set and crew and cast and everything that day. And he calls me Hair Boy, so I'll never forget that either. I got to have lunch with him that day, and it was a really fun experience.
Well, you do have some fantastic hair.
Thank you. It takes a lot of work. Duct tape, gum, glue, all kinds of stuff.
It's almost like a MacGyver project, it sounds
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
Just don't pull the green wire.
No, absolutely not.
Well, out of everyone you've got the honor of working with, who would you say were some of your favorites? Of course, Tracy Morgan had to be really awesome in mentioning that, but anyone else that comes to mind?
As far as the acting, I've got to work with people like Kathy Bates. She was absolutely phenomenal to watch. And she was with us on Richard Jewell, and we actually got to celebrate her birthday while we were filming. I was with them for 6 weeks on that set in Atlanta. Kathy Bates was wonderful. Let's see, who else? From Ozark, I was, it was Jason Bateman, and I'm drawing a bank right now. But the other lead, the female lead in Ozark, I got to be with her, and she was one of the most phenomenal actresses that I've been able to see, too. She definitely knew her craft. That's for sure. She lived and breathed acting, and you could tell it with everything she did.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought up Jason Bateman. He is one of my favorites and hilarious.
Absolutely.
Another one as well that can be serious when, someone might not expect it.
Without a doubt, Ozark's just a phenomenal show, and he really shows his spectrum as far as how versatile he is as an actor on that show. I've always enjoyed him and all of his comedies from Hogan Family to Arrested Development, and it's really nice to be able to see him in something dark and something that he's really kind of put himself at the helm at. And I tell anybody, if you really like Breaking Bad, Ozark is the next show you need to watch, that's for sure. Laura Linney, sorry, she slipped my mind a while ago, but it was Laura Linney that I did that scene with Ozark in the second season.
Very cool. And you also created a series of political cartoons with the great Sean Astin.
I do.
How did you guys become involved with each other, and why politics?
Well, it was kind of weird. I was up in Gatlinburg one night, and all of a sudden I got a text message about 11:30 at night that said, hey, this is Sean Astin here. I was really kind of wanting to see if you'd like to work on a project with me. And, of course, I thought someone had hacked my phone and was kind of messing with me. Right. So he actually calls just a few minutes later, and, of course, it is Sean, and he's wanting to put together a series of cartoons, which we did. We released our first 9 political cartoons in the St. Louis Wizard World here about a year and a half ago. And actually, as of right now, we're trying to work on a book. That's our next plan of action. We're trying to put together about 25 cartoons and put them in a book together. But Sean had a lot of stories and a lot of messages and morals that he wanted to put out in the world, and wanted little quick, funny quips to go with them. So he looked around for a good artist, and he had several people suggest me. So he called me and asked me if I'd like to be partners with him. So we call ourselves A Squared for Aston and Ashley. Now, of course, I call it Ashley and Aston, but, you know, it's whoever you ask. But it's A Squared. That's the name of our political cartoon team.
Yeah, Sean's very talented, and coming from, you know, great parents like Patty Duke and John Aston, I mean,
right,
you had that great talent to inherit as well, so that's very cool.
And someone else is very versatile, too. He's definitely shown his range over the past few years, too.
Absolutely. Going from some great comedies to Lord of the Rings and Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Oh, Stranger Things is Bob. You can't forget him at Stranger Things.
I still haven't seen Stranger Things. I feel like I'm
out of the loop. Oh, you got to. So good.
I'm out of the loop with so much stuff, Matthew. It's crazy.
Trust me, if anybody can understand, I can. There's tons of great things to be watching right now. It's hard to keep up with everything.
Now, doing these photos takes a long time. What would you say was the one that gave you the longest time and maybe the one that was the quickest?
The one I just did of Harley Quinn in front of Arkham Asylum that's burning, that one is the longest drawing I ever took time on. That one took me 2 years to complete.
Wow.
And as far as the shortest, honestly, I think that the Michael Myers piece that I just finished about a week ago, that's one of my quicker ones. I finished that one in about 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
So it just kind of depends on how it goes, the flow of the piece and I guess the subject, too. How much I really appreciate the subject, you know, depends on how fast it gets done, too.
Yeah, I really, some of my personal favorites are your Fonzie and, of course, Ted DiBiase and the Macho Man Randy Savage. Can't forget about
Thank
the great
you.
Wrestling personality.
That's right. Ted is one of the sweetest, kindest men you'll ever get to meet. So if you ever get the chance to see Ted DiBiase at any of these conventions, please go. You'll definitely thank yourself for doing it. He is a sweet and kind man that has a story you would not believe.
Yes, I've always heard wonderful things about him. He's doing some great things and giving back, and that's always wonderful to hear.
Absolutely.
Well, as far as the future goes, of course, you have you mentioned you have a film coming up with Clint Eastwood that I wanted to promote, Richard Jewell. But what else is going on, and what can we expect from you in the future?
Well, I'm glad you asked. If you wanted to see more of me, if you got a nick for wanting to see more of me, at Matthew Ashley, I am going to be on Fatal Attraction tonight at 9 p.m. on the TV1 network. And I'm also going to be coming up in Dolly's Heartstrings in the final episode of that's coming out on Netflix really soon. And I've got a couple other detective roles that are coming up real soon, too. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned to my website, artofmatthewatchley.com, to catch all the news and all the appearances and all the special announcements.
Very cool. It's got to always be cool being in one of those true crime shows.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I have a whole lot of fun. I never thought in a million years that I would be typecast as a detective, especially with spiky hair and everything, but that's where they like to put me. I've got to be the detective I don't know how many times on about 15 or 16 of these shows now, as far as true crime goes.
Absolutely. I think I've talked to a lot of people that have been typecast over the years, and not as many of them have the thought on it that you do. So I think you're going about it in a great way. You're just kind of accepting it, and hey, as long as you're working, that's always got to be good.
That's right. It's always an extra bonus. It's hard to get cast in anything. So to be booked, it's definitely a blessing. Just have as much fun as you can with it. That's what I do.
Absolutely. That's all you can do. Matthew, thank you so very much for joining us, and best of luck to you in the future.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. It was an honor. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you, guys.
All right. No problem. All right, guys. Well, I'm still kind of getting over a cold. I was kind of coughing here. I was like, oh, I hope it doesn't, like, jump in. But seems like it's been one thing after another. I had a great Dark History and Horror Con, and then, like, a week before that, I got frostbite on my right hand. And I came back from Dark History and Horror Con, fall and hit my elbow, and then the next day, wound up with a cold. Go figure. So, crazy things going on for me. There's some shows that I don't quite have dates for. I have some irons in the fire, so be sure and stay tuned for more info on that. Of course, check us out on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, about 20 different platforms, and, of course, JIANetwork.com. Thank you, everybody, for joining us, as always, and big thanks again to Matthew. Actually, if you guys missed any of it, you can always go back and check out the archive. Should be up in about 10 minutes or so. Hope everyone has a great night. Thanks again for listening.